Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Gordon Demlinger of the 99th Legislative District in Lancaster County. Representative Demlinger, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the House has been back in session in Harrisburg and pretty busy, and one of the first things that was dealt with has been the Harrisburg financial crisis. What's going on here?
Well, certainly the Harrisburg financial mess, if you will, has dominated the news in the center part of the state and well beyond. We did pass through Senate Bill 1151, the Senator Pakola bill, and Representative Glenn Grell of Central Pennsylvania had huge input into that initiative. It is basically the placement of the city of Harrisburg into a receivership, and thereby it's felt that the receiver can move the city toward a fiscal rescue plan that will restore its health and put Harrisburg back in the black, so to speak. The roots of this go back literally many, many years. It's related to an incinerator project that became really unsustainable in the fiscal sense, and so it's a road back, if you will. There is no desire on the part of state government to take over a city, and Harrisburg certainly would fall into that. But at the end of the day, we do recognize our general obligation to the whole Commonwealth and all of her cities, and Harrisburg as the capital city, teetering on the edge of bankruptcy, is a deep concern to all of us. So I think the state acted prudently, and I think we are poised for steps to be made in the right direction.
And of course, one of the concerns in Harrisburg was how this bankruptcy might reflect on the rest of the state and the other municipalities that might be undergoing some financial pressures.
Correct. Ultimately, I think one of the deepest concerns tied to all of this is the effect that this can have on the bond market. When a municipality, in fact, issues tax-free municipal bonds and that municipality defaults or fails, it sends shockwaves through the national bond market. And some of the ripples of this were felt earlier this year when even rumor of a Harrisburg default caused major implications on Wall Street. So it is not just a local issue. It is an issue with national implications. And I think the state government and the House specifically were correct to move forward.
The governor has also announced some plans to deal with some education reforms. What's going on here?
The governor has stepped up to the microphone and shared some of his vision for educational reform in the Commonwealth. We were very much in the General Assembly looking forward to him taking that step. The idea that he has presented involves three significant items of reform. He wishes to create a system of so-called opportunity grants, or some would say vouchers, that would impact the urban areas, some of our poorest performing school districts, and really some of our most dangerous schools in those inner city environments. This, of course, is very controversial. The whole voucher issue garners some level of public debate, but the governor feels very strongly that it is critical that we help those kids in those dangerous and poor performing schools to get a leg up into a better situation. Secondly, an expansion of the very popular EITC, or Educational Improvement Tax Credit program. That is a part of his initiative, and really folks on both sides of the aisle, really all across the board, are fairly supportive of the EITC program. So that part of it comes out of the gate with strong support. And the third major piece is a reform of the state's charter school law. There is some feeling that there should be a broadening of who can authorize the creation of a charter school. Currently, that's somewhat limited, primarily to the local school board in an affected district. There is a feeling on the part of the governor and the administration that some broadening of who can authorize a new charter school that needs to occur. Those are the major three pieces of the reform. The politics in and around passage of this are very challenging, but with the governor taking the lead, there is a fairly high prospect that he will see at least some parts of this move through the process and land on his desk.
But I know you sit on the Finance Committee, and the Finance Committee has been looking at some legislation to help out some industries in Pennsylvania. What's going on here?
Yes, the House Finance Committee passed through House Bill 1100, a Representative Pete Daly bill, which would remove sales and use taxation for all aspects related to fixed-wing aircraft. The state took this step some time ago with regard to the helicopter industry, and the result of that was an amazing stimulation of that sector and companies moving into Pennsylvania. We have created hundreds, even well over 1,000 jobs in the helicopter segment, and it's felt that if we take this step with the fixed-wing aircraft industry, repairs, maintenance, and the purchase of new or used aircraft, that we could in the same way stimulate private sector jobs growth, that we could see companies relocate or be created here in Pennsylvania. So it's a jobs initiative at the end of the day, and I think a good step as we look at trying to get Pennsylvania's economy moving once again.
And I understand that you're moving your office location in within your district. What's going on there, and what kind of event are you going to hold to celebrate that?
Yes, we're having an open house. We want to welcome the general public to the new office that I have in the town of Ephrata. It's located in the Mountain Springs Hotel, a very historic property at 390 East Main Street in Ephrata. And we will be opening our doors and welcoming the public on October the 27th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Light refreshments will be served, and we would love to have all of our friends and neighbors come. We'd like to show folks the newly restored property, and hopefully through this office we can provide a higher, better quality level of constituent service.
Representative Demminger, thanks for this report, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Gordon Demminger.